Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
Hi, Quana. I've been trying to get my money back for 2 months, and I want to find out what's going on. When I called last week, they said you guys sent it to your corporate office because I didn't authorize anything.
May I have your first and last name?
Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, O'Neill, O, apostrophe N-E-A-L.
One moment.
Okay.
Okay, I see that you entered into the drawing for the KitchenAid. Doing so, you were enrolled into the discount membership.
I did not do that. My Facebook account was hacked, and I had to get a new debit card because of this charge that was on there, because it was not a charge I authorized.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so it looks like they had to do a e-check, and that takes a few weeks.
Well, it's been over 2 months.
That e-check was sent on 11/16.
Yeah, and we're December 13th.
Yeah, so that's just a month. Not even a full month.
Well, I've been
Let's
trying
see.
To get my money back since the beginning of November. When this all happened. So if you send an e-check, why would it take so long to get it? I mean, I'm assuming you mean... So you're sending it by email? Is that what you're doing?
One moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, what is your correct shipping address?
8920 Hunters Creek Drive, number 103, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46227.
And is that an apartment or a house?
It's a condo.
A condo?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, so that's probably the issue. You didn't put your condo number on here. It just has 8920 Hunters Creek Drive.
Nobody asked me for my address. I don't even
Do
know
you
how
have
you
a front desk receptionist?
No. I don't even know how you guys got my address.
Because you entered in here. All of this is your information that you had to put in.
I didn't enter it. Like I said, somebody hacked my Facebook account. I don't order anything off of Facebook. But even though the unit number's not on there, I would still
Okay, ma'am,
get
I'll
it.
Have to, the only thing that I can do is re-put it through the system, ma'am.
Okay, so when I talked to them last week and they said they needed to send it to
and
the corporate office.
And what condo number you said it was again, ma'am? I'm sorry.
103.
Okay, I just added that to your profile because most likely...
I still would have gotten it without it.
Do you have like a personal box or anything, ma'am, that your mail comes to?
Well, I have a mailbox. We all have mailboxes, but the post, our mail carrier knows who we all are, so she knows my name. If it has 8920, she would know who I am, and she'd put it in my mailbox, even without the 103.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'm just resubmitting through the system. Okay, ma'am, I went ahead and re-put it through the system, so please allow it to... Please allow it to 7 business days for the e-check, ma'am.
Okay, so, and you probably don't have an answer to this because I haven't talked to you before, but...
I can still see the account and everything that was discussed.
Okay, because I have been told too many different things. The first time they were going said they would do an e-check, I think it was the first time, and then I don't know. I've been every time I call, I get something different. Like I said last week when I called, they said they had tried to send it to my bank several times and it failed. So I called my bank and they said it never came through. There was nothing that was ever sent from you people to my bank.
It shows that they tried to issue a refund, but it failed. That's why they had to provide an e-check, ma'am.
Right.
I'm not sure why you haven't received it yet, but it's just going to take a little longer than it's supposed to. I'm not sure why, but I did just re-put it through the system.
Okay. What I'm saying was they said they sent it to my bank and it failed, and the bank said they never got anything from you that showed that anything failed, that you even attempted. So
no, it did on our end, ma'am. That means
right,
they tried to issue the refund through our system and it failed, ma'am.
Okay. So why, do you know why it would have failed in your system?
It does that sometimes. That's why we have to do it another way.
So I know you're a third party. What's the name of your company?
Newly Gadgets.
Newly Gadgets?
Yes, we help assist with over 400 products.
Okay. Then this supposed whatever it was, that was on Facebook, KitchenAid, whatever it was. Who's that? What company was that?
I'm not sure, ma'am. I can only handle what I see on this end. I'm not sure.
Okay. So you're the third party that takes care of their billing.
It's just showing that you entered into the drawing for their product and was enrolled into the membership.
Okay. So you have canceled the membership, correct?
It was already canceled, ma'am.
Okay. So I should be getting a check in the mail?
Yes, ma'am.
In 7 to 10 days?
Yes, ma'am.
Days?
Yes, I'm not sure what's taking so long. The only thing that I could have done was re-put it through the system to be shipped out again.
Okay, so do you know why then when I called last week they told me they had to send it, they send it to the corporate office.
No, ma'am. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure what's going on with that, ma'am.
Okay. Do you see that that's... Do you see
no,
that
ma'am. I don't see anything about a corporate office.
Okay. All right. Wait 7 to 10 business days, and if I don't get it, I will be calling back, and unfortunately, at that point, I'll probably have to get an attorney involved.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support.